It's time now for the next segment of our Do Great Things feature with Durham Tech. Every month, we profile a Do Great Things initiative from Durham Tech with in-studio guest interviews and interactive articles on our website, chapelboro.com. Great feature that showcases some of the inspiring initiatives and programs going on at Durham Tech all the time that make our community proud. We'll have the article for this interview up on our website, chapelboro.com, next week, so you can look for that. Joining us today to talk about Durham Tech's career and College Promise Program, dual enrollment program for high school students, are a couple of great folks. We've got Linda Hall, who's the career coach at Cedar Ridge High School, and Abby McAllister, who is Durham Tech's college liaison for Chapel Hill, Carrboro, East Chapel Hill, and Orange High Schools. Linda, Abby, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
So tell us about the CCP program, Career and College Promise. What is it and what goes on?
So CCP was established by the state legislature in 2012, and it just is an opportunity for eligible high school juniors and seniors to take community college courses while they're still in high school, tuition free. So students can take them at Durham Tech's main campus, the Orange County campus in Hillsboro, so there's also some courses that are online.
Awesome. How many students participate in it?
We have probably over 600 because you add the middle college high school and the innovative high schools to the program, there's about 600. And those are different programs than what we work with in Orange County and Chapel Hill Carrboro schools.
And I know I teach at Durham Tech, do American Government, and we have some high school students who come in and take it every semester or so. And they're great students. I mean, they're terrific students. They're having a great opportunity to get a head start on college. It's an awesome program.
We're glad to hear that. We enjoy working with them.
Yes.
So three pathways for the program. What are they and what is the difference between them?
Okay. The QIP, Cooperative and Innovative High School program, is a program that allows students to actually go to a specific school. There are no middle of those Cooperative Innovative High Schools in Orange County or for the Carrboro City Schools, the Chapel Hill. But students can actually enroll in the Middle College High School. That's a college program that allows high school students to take their college classes as well as their high school classes on campus. So students can enroll in that program, but they would be transferring to Durham Public Schools. So that's one option. The other option is the college transfer program. College transfer is a great opportunity if you have kids that are going to go especially onto a four-year college, because those are classes that are general education classes. They're taken tuition-free. They're guaranteed to transfer to all UNC system schools and 24 private schools, as well as many schools outside of the state. They're general education, your English, your math, your science. And those are tuition-free, and they really give students a head start on getting their degrees in college. We also have career and technical education options, and those are classes that are designed to get students a certificate or a diploma, and they're really preparing them for getting employed after high school or completing a degree that will provide them with an associate's in applied science that they'll use towards employment.
I think that's really important, too, because no matter what your career pathway is, if you're going through high school, there's something for you at Durham Tech with this program.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking with Linda Hall, you just heard her, Abby McAllister, also talking about the CCP program, Career and College Promise. So what is your role? Is there, Linda, you're a career coach, Abby, you're a college liaison. Is there a difference between those two titles? What is your role in all of this?
There is. Oh. You can start because I do what
they're
she
They're pointing
does
at each other right now, yeah.
Abby? So my role is to provide information about CCPs, about Career and College Promise, as well as to advise students. But we also work with graduating high school seniors to help them map out their career and education futures, to help them apply to Durham Tech, but also figure out where they'll be a best fit.
Awesome.
Yes. And I have a little bit different role. I do what she does, as well as helping students to look at career options. We need to look at the workforce that is out there today is not always requiring people to have a four-year degree. So we want students to really think about their career plans, what they love to do, because if you do what you love to do, you never work a day in your life, and I can tell by your smile that that's what you do.
I know exactly what you mean,
And so I'm working with them to try to educate them on making really good choices about what they want to do after high school.
What are some of the questions that they come to you with?
How do I get to be a doctor?
It's a good question.
It's a good question. And then I say, why do you want to be a doctor? The questions that they ask is, how much money can I make? Mm-hmm. How much education do I need? Because students really don't know that when they graduate from high school and they're going to go to a four-year college, what they're going to do when they're done. So it's really educating them on, okay, if you want to be a doctor, you know, you have to go to a four-year degree program, and that's going to take longer. You want to be a lawyer. So we really want to talk to them about what do they know. So I ask them, what do you think? A lot of questions about what do they know. So that's getting them connected to what they really are knowing, what they think they know, and get them on the right track.
Yeah, that's an important question, too. Not what do they ask to you, but what do you ask to them when they walk in?
Yeah.
Again, speaking with Linda Hall and Abby McAllister. So people want to learn more about the CCP program. If they're a student, if they're a parent, if they know someone who might want to take advantage of this terrific program, where can they go? What can they do?
Well, we have a website, durhamtech.edu.
Easy enough.
If you go to durhamtech.edu, along the top, you'll see dual enrollment. If you click on dual enrollment, you can click through all kinds of information about the history and about the requirements for each pathway and information about our information sessions, because one of the first things a person has to do to get involved is attend an information session. And we invite parents to come, because the more involved parents are in their student's future, the more successful that student's going to be. So we do have some in the evenings. We know that we are going to have one at Cedar Ridge High School on February 12th at 6 o'clock. And Abby's doing all of her schools. Orange High School is going to be February 19th at 5:30, so you can get home in time for the game.
Awesome.
The Carborough will be at February 27th at 6 o'clock. Chapel Hill is going to be March 7th, 5 o'clock. And the main campus, there are many. Every month there's at least one at the main campus, and you can go to the main campus and then come to us.
Awesome.
And then you can also reach out to your high school's career development coordinator, the CDC. They have a lot of good information and really supplement the work we do, or we really supplement the work they do to work together with the high schools and the community colleges.
And again, durhamtech.edu, the website for more information. Other things that people need to know about this program?
I think it's important as a parent for myself I have 8 children, and so they've all gone to college. So if you're a parent who's concerned about what it might cost to go to send your child to college, this is a really great way. It's tuition free. We have students that are completing 10 credits, 20 credits, 30 credits. I have a student who's completing his full associate's degree while he's in high school. So these are kids that are using this program to really get a head start on their future. And I have another student who's doing a computer repair, because he wants to go to 4-year school, but he wants to be able to have a job while he's going. And this computer repair certificate that he's getting through the CTE pathway will allow him to do that job while he's going to college.
You and buried the lead. You sent 8 kids to college? Awesome.
I have 8 kids.
Wow.
Yes, my youngest one is a CCP student from Cedar Ridge, and I can safely tell you that it is a great deal.
Awesome. Abby?
Well, I have no children, but I do work with students every day and see, especially in the career and technical education pathways, we see students getting really engaged in learning skills that are going to help them with their career. So students who are in computer repair, as Linda mentioned, but also auto tech and fire safety. There's so many different great careers out there, and it's a great opportunity for students to learn about them, but also to get a certification that translates to a great job right after high school. Mm-hmm. It's also a really great way for students to learn the responsibility of learning to navigate higher education and really getting that college level rigor in high school and get those credits To help them learn what it's really all about in higher education.
Awesome.
Yeah, the students that we've talked to, I've asked them, what did you get out of doing CCP? And they really felt that that transition from high school, where you have a teacher every day, to the college, you know, every other day or 2 days a week, the independence that's required to be a college student, the college rigor, it better prepared them for that transition, and they feel more successful in their college experience.
Awesome. Again, it's the Career and College Promise Program, CCP for short. Find out more about it at durhamtech.edu. Linda Hall, Abby McAllister, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And check out our website, chapelboro.com. We've got all of the features for the Do Great Things initiative right there. You can listen to this one beginning next week. You can get the entire archive right now.